Audible brings your wildest adventures to life, delivering heart-pounding thrills at the touch of a button. Take Richard Osman's The Thursday Murder Club, where four retirees turned amateur sleuths solve crimes in the most unexpected ways, brilliantly performed by Leslie Manville. Ready to unleash your adventurous side? From pulse-racing suspense to epic quests, from supernatural chills to far-off romances, every story comes alive through world-class narration. Explore exclusive Audible originals, chart-topping new releases, and unforgettable bestsellers that transport you from the very first word. Because the next great adventure is just a listen away. Start your free 30-day trial at audible.com/WonderyUK. That's audible.com/WonderyUK.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Fine morning. It's your boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, and welcome to Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. We are here live from the Gas Digital Studios, and I slept on the floor of the St. Louis airport last night. I am a tired, tired boy. I was supposed to be home at 1 in the morning. Instead, I landed and came right here to do the show.
Beautiful thing.
I stink, and my cat is hungry, and I have two wonderful guests across the table from me.
I feel like you say that every day, though.
Yeah, I mean, both things are true.
Right.
My cat is unsatisfied, and I smell bad.
Well, everybody's hungry around you. Nobody gets anything.
Across the table from me are two of my favorite people to broadcast with from the Uncle Rico Show on the Shuly Network. It's our good buddy, Anthony Zenhauser.
Thank you for having me, man.
How you doing, buddy?
I love the vibe of this show already. There's like, you got rid of that murdered dad vibe, and now we're gonna have fun. I'm doing.
Yeah,
great,
I moved from murdered dad to touchy uncle.
No, but nobody gets hurt.
Yeah,
that's great.
Yeah,
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking.
It's great to see you, Doug. Wow. And across the hill from the Working Stiff podcast,
what up, baby?
Dude, one of my fucking favorites is Scott Chaplin.
How are you, man? I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, this is it. This is the
fun.
Move.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a silly little morning show.
Yeah.
I wanted it to be silly.
It's got to be. It's got to be Amico's Playhouse. That's why you got...
midget beaten off in a trash can.
You know, we just have fun every day. It's something new, but usually it's...
You have...
Not that midget beaten off in a trash can.
It's just going to be dusty. So, yes, WrestleMania weekend. We acted like silly geese. I was supposed to have shows... And unfortunately, for reasons beyond my comprehension, the day of, all my shit was canceled. So I was just let loose on Las Vegas with a group of degenerate pro wrestlers. And oh boy, did we take advantage.
So if you didn't wrestle, why do you still have a little bit of makeup on your head?
Because I went out.
Oh, so you dressed like a wrestler when you went out?
I put my makeup on.
Oh, anywhere. You just go out and wear makeup. I didn't know that.
Yeah, sometimes. Okay. A little bit. Yeah, we did. I was very upset. I was just going to try and get a flight home, but I was like, you know what? I got a free trip to Vegas. I walked up and down Fremont.
You tried
got a burrito.
To sell your ass pussy. Yeah.
Got a burrito.
You put on makeup and tried to sell. It's like, I got to make money
somehow. I put my showgirl
somehow.
Outfit on. Yeah. I had the big feathers. My ass was out.
Smeared some fire engine red lipstick on. Made a few bucks.
I actually wound up going to a no-ring death match with my buddy Casanova Valentine. And after that, went to GCW Clusterfuck at midnight, which the clue Anthony in is a two-hour-long match.
Wow.
Where basically every wrestler that's in town for the indies comes in a battle royal.
Oh, wait. That's the one that Brody's kid won.
Yes.
Okay, wow.
And oh boy, were we acting like absolute animals. They had 10 of the JCW guys added to the match since our show got canceled. And oh boy, did we have fun.
That's good shit.
And I cannot believe we did not get arrested for some of the things we did in that crowd. Really fun weekend, I gotta say. But then, boy, am I feeling it.
But that's like, so this was like an indie wrestling federation?
Yeah. So
along
during,
with WrestleMania.
During
as well.
WrestleMania, yep. All the indies also come.
Yeah.
And do shows around it.
Okay.
So it's West Coast, so Mania's over at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Their time. So then they start doing shows. They do shows in the afternoon, and then they do shows all
okay.
night.
Okay. Is there any like mingling between you guys and the big boys?
They show. They're farting around.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
A lot of fun that those guys come out and they kind of support you guys as well. And do they?
Well, a lot of it's just everybody's. It's like actually
it's like a comedy festival.
Well, it's kind of like Skankfest. Like everybody's milling around, and it's the only chance everybody gets to see each other.
Gotcha.
Because they're all on different schedules.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's a great way to make money, sell merch. It's like, even indie guys, it's like their highest selling merch weekends, right?
Yeah, but it was super fun, and to all the wrestlers I got to hang out with, very, very fun, and I made it. It was a tough one. It was a tough one for the kid.
I come into the studio today. I'm sitting on the chair in the green room, and I hear like a bear hibernating. Like, I don't know if you're here or not. Usually you just walk in around like a, you know, half hour to 12. And I'm like, is somebody fucking sleeping? And I'm like, and the way, it sounds like the way you sound all the time. So
yeah.
I'm like, I had to walk over and look. And yeah, sure enough, there you are. I was going to take a picture of you, but I was like, nah, let him sleep.
I also slept for 4 hours on the floor of the airport. And I will say, I'm embarrassed about this, but let's get it out in the open. After 37 years of flying, and flying every other weekend, I would say, for the last year and a half. It finally happened.
Shit your pants?
I was taken offline of a Southwest flight.
No.
And told for my safety and the safety of others, I should have requested a second seat.
Oh, ooh, wow.
Worse than shitting your pants.
On a connection flight.
And so did they give you a second seat, or they just were kind of like, next time?
So I was
I was like,
this is
a fat warning.
Yeah. Because, sir, you need to be less person the next time you get on a plane.
So you really need to do something about that.
That's kind of motivating. Yeah. You can't come back to the airport until you lose a little weight.
Stop acting like there's two of you.
Yeah, that's something your family should say to you.
So I went, this is a connection. I was like, I flew here in a seat.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, no, you didn't. And I'm like, yeah, I did. I swear. And I fly every other weekend.
They said, no, you didn't.
They went,
you're in the airport.
There's
going.
No way you can do it. So then I was luckily with two wrestlers who are like two tiny guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we flew here together. Just sit me with them because it was Southwest. So everyone just runs on like animals.
So those guys shared a seat and you had your own seat.
I fit between the armrests, goddamn it. And yeah, no, it was super. It was fine.
Do you have to ask for a seatbelt extender?
Yeah, I need an extender.
I mean, I'm a fat guy. I mean, I'm a little bit smaller than you, and I can't fit. I can barely fit. I'm just like JetBlue. They know you're a big fat fuck. They'll give you a little bit more seatbelt space.
I have my airlines. I know United takes care of me.
Yeah,
Delta's okay, and JetBlue. I always fit.
JetBlue is unbelievable. I don't want to ever fly anything else but JetBlue.
So I know this is fucking hacky comedians talking about airlines, but I gotta say, both these like Frontier going there, Southwest coming back. Wow. Frontier, first of all, it seemed like everyone's first flight ever.
Mm-hmm.
No one knew how flying works.
What do you mean they were just horrible?
Like the moment they landed, everybody stood up and tried to get out first.
Not only that, so they start going, you know, group one, group two. Group two's lined up. Group one had gone in already. And the guy's like, excuse me, I'm group one. And goes ahead of him. This one guy just starts screaming, sir, you're cutting the line.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm group one. I paid to get on first. Right. So then he starts going up.
So what did that Jewish guy do after he
yelled? Yeah, yeah.
sir.
He went and got security and went, excuse me, sir, what is the difference between our tickets that he gets to go on before me? And they're like, he paid more. And he's like, I was not told I could pay more.
I wouldn't. I would pay way less if I could.
Yeah, it's just it's like, act like you've been here before kind of thing.
Right.
And yeah, the second the plane lands, everybody gets up and runs. And then I'm sorry to be this guy.
We're already stampeding towards this. So
St. Louis to New York City this morning.
Let's go.
I mean, Jews. Okay. So it's one of those things where they go, it's a full flight. If you have a roller bag, you're probably, if you're in one of the last sections, you're going to have to check it. We don't have room. But then they also said anyone with a baby can get on before everybody.
Right.
And the problem with Jewish people and babies is they have carriages from like 1890. They have like carriages from like the Munsters would have. For a dragon baby.
You're pushing a pram in the Victorian era.
Yes.
And well, that one survived the first time somebody pushed it into traffic for a lawsuit.
Right.
It's like Dracula's carriage.
It has its father's eyes. So they go, boy first, literally in front of the whole line, it had to be 10 Orthodox families rocking about 4 kids each. Just so now not only does no one get to check their shit, it's because the bins are full of boxes for magic hats.
Oh, they had to put their hats in there? Are you kidding me?
So they get to go on the plane first.
Because they all have babies.
Because they all have eight kids.
At least one kid.
Right. And then they filled the overhead. I mean, they're fucking silly coats. They each had like 2 bags, and then all of them had magic hat boxes that went in. God. So everybody in the back of the plane had to check their bags. So that these guys can fly with their magic hats.
What do you call a group of Jewish people? Like a bank of Jews? A wallet of Jews? Like what do you call that?
A camp?
A camp of Jews. Wow. If we're lucky.
It's just, and listen, it's not regular Jews. That is not the issue.
Right.
It's the Orthodox and the Hasidic Jews. It's like imagine the weirdness of Amish people. Plus the annoyingness of Jews.
Yeah, right. They can't sell you like the best corn you ever had.
Yeah, they
can't do anything actually for you.
You're never like, oh, let's stop at the Hasidic fair, the Hasidic street fair, and get some apple pie.
They
don't share anything. There's no quaintness about it.
It's like watching people tell other people to raise a barn.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's a very good, but yeah, holy, just, I was telling Zen, I got on that plane. One
and that
guy,
was a red eye, right? They all fly red eyes too. It's so
cheap.
Interesting.
Because it's probably the cheapest. Well, that's the other thing. They all get single tickets all over the plane and then try to sit together.
Yeah.
So like I did it one time.
That's pissed. That's already pissing me off.
A ton of them ran on the plane ahead of everybody.
Yeah.
And it was a dad with a bunch of daughters. And the one daughter was in my seat, my 2 seats. And I was like, I'm sorry, that's my seat. And I had heard the whole family speaking English before we got on the fucking plane.
Right.
And she literally just starts crying. And the mother goes, she no talk to English.
Yeah.
Right? The dad fucking yiddle diddles over to fucking negotiate. Right?
Yeah.
He just, this big fucking sweaty pastrami motherfucker. Right? And he's like, this is my daughter. I will talk for her. And I'm like, this is my seat. I paid for it. And I paid for an aisle seat.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big fat animal.
For people who don't know who haven't flown, you can prefer your seat.
Yeah.
You can pay for a preferred seating.
And I paid for an aisle seat.
Which it can be expensive.
So then this fucking broad starts crying and goes, I need to sit with my mother. She's like 25.
Right.
And then the fucking dad so negotiates me a seat with another passenger. I'm next to the dad, who's also a fucking enormous dude, but he's in the full garb.
Yeah.
Dude, he got up to get his magic hat and then bent over to put it down, and I felt the heat of his asshole on my arm. Just marinating in fucking whatever.
Just not washing like his wife never had a choice to fuck him. You know what I mean?
Dude, it was right on my arm.
Ugh.
And it haunts me to this day. Do you know how hard it is for Orthodox Jews to make the entire plane not racist against anyone else ever again? Like, you, when you're on a plane full of Orthodox, you're like, oh, thank God, black and Spanish people.
Oh, I know. You just picture a train.
Yeah.
Yeah, I picture a train. Hey, how would you like all you guys to sit together all the time just by yourselves? How does that sound?
Thank you for letting me vent. By the way, I will say, I think that might count as an incident because I got in a fight with two airport employees that I was allowed to sit. So I think, Shannon, I may have inherited the morning incident.
Oh, no. First, you were mean to me last week. Now you're having incidents. It's happening.
Oh, man. Nobody tell my wife. All right. Before we get into the news, I saw something on the Chive that I thought was very interesting.
I bet you saw a lot of chives.
Looking for a new hairstyle? Well, keep looking because it's not here. And this is a list of the worst new haircuts among the young generation. Shannon, oh, you want to bring it up?
I love it. Oh, that is truly ass.
Yeah, very, very bad.
Come on. Yeah, that's like Home Alone 4 type of shit, you know? It's like,
that's the way they thought people's hair would be in the future.
Oh, that is,
that's
brutal.
Like Super Mario Brothers hair.
Right.
Like one of the Koopas would have that.
That's like Confused Samurai.
The actual Confucius.
Oh, you know I don't mind this. I like
fine
this.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. That's
I wish
lady.
I had that.
This is girl that'll let you spit on her face during sex.
Oh, I was thinking for a dude.
Oh, I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah, that's me. I would love that hair.
Oh, I'm just, that girl doesn't have a bush, but she's got,
right.
She's got like a nice 5 o'clock shadow all the time.
I'm waiting for that girl to turn 18 to make mistakes.
Yeah, she's got stubble.
What? So you can buy her a car? don't hate it. Little tank girly. I think girls get away with it.
Yeah.
Because she's other than that in okay shape.
You know exactly what her politics are just by her coming up to you.
Yeah, but you get to hold the long part in the back.
Yeah, that's true.
I say worth it.
Nah,
hilarious.
Nah, dude. Nah, come hilarious. On, brother. Come on, brother.
Fine come with on, it.
Dude. You're fine with that? His community
no, it's terrible.
Is.
Yeah,
it's no,
terrible.
It's terrible.
But you're fine with it.
That's just accidentally
lesbian.
Happened to me, and I do hate it every time.
Yeah,
so, yeah, I fucking hate that.
The emo cop.
Lesbian and a turtle.
Is that a woman? I think that's a man.
Yeah, that's a man.
Oh, that's a man, baby.
That's a dude.
That's terrible, then.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's embarrassment
like,
to the force.
Stop. Freeze.
That just looks like shit, and that's a white guy trying to have a black haircut.
Right. That's an
accident. They don't know how. That's an
accident. He went to his white barber and asked
for a fade
cut.
That looks like the white Ned. You know what I mean? Like those Mexican guys get haircuts.
Oh,
like
yeah.
That.
I know what you mean.
The Hector. Don't they Mexicans have like the Hector?
They call it the Ned.
Oh, okay.
Or maybe, so it's,
the
maybe
Edgar.
It's the Hector.
No,
maybe
the Hector is more of like
no, it's called Edgar.
Thank you.
Edgar.
There
we go, the
Edgar. Thank you.
Finally, a Mexican.
My teeth are dry.
That's fine.
That's hot. I don't care. I like it. Like it on a bitch.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very,
very gay.
Yeah, it's very like if Jeff Hardy went bald, he would do that.
That's you're overcompensating for no hair on the
top. That is too
much.
And
I'm saying that.
this guy says he's bisexual on paper, but
he's Persian
banging
shit.
Chicks, banging dudes.
Hey. No, God bless this man.
That's
like an old man.
That's a rockabilly. That's a dude that plays an upright bass. He's having fun. He's getting young pussy.
Here, the reason I would almost disagree with it is I think he's bald in the center of that. I think this is a man trying to save his hair, and I'll always respect a guy looking absolutely stupid.
I don't know, dude. If he plays an upright bass and he's banging some chick with a lot of tattoos and like a baby doll dress.
Yeah, Suit Riot?
Yeah, he's having fun.
No, this guy thinks he's funny.
Yeah, this is supposed to be silly.
Yeah, and that sucks.
Well, that's party in the back and white party up front.
Yeah.
I will say, Ari, though, he did the half beard. And
didn't look awful.
I didn't even give a shit. If anybody else did it, I'd be like, I want to.
Because he's not getting any uglier.
Right, it's so interesting that he can just do gay shit. Anyway.
I don't hate it, but it's not advisable. It's too. His face is too angular for his hair to also be angular.
Right, it looks like a total accident. Yeah, if he, you know what that if he was British, that would work. I think.
Okay, that's
fair. He had like a European face.
Yeah, maybe a suit with a thin tie.
Right.
Okay.
I
mean,
like
she's not gonna fuck me, but good for her.
Right.
That's fine.
Good
that's
for
just
him.
A lazy guy.
Good for him. This guy belongs in a bodega. This is. You know, this is his routine. And
that guy's if that guy's not buying a Four Loko,
right?
I will eat
my head. Exactly.
Hey, what the fuck?
Hey, no.
What the fuck?
Yo, they put your ass on the chive? That is so funny.
Are
they
son of a bitch. Yeah.
Fuck. So now that we're looking at it, it is partially, you are kind of going, you're going bald. I never thought
but
that.
But you've been going bald for a long time, and now it looks like you have more hair.
I definitely got thicker hair.
That's crazy. It doesn't work
that
way.
When it got short. I think I just had it long forever, and I processed the shit out of it.
Right.
But now it's fine. Yeah, I'm thinning out. It's the only part of me that's thinning. But
take our jokes away.
Fucking goddamn chive. Mother for you. Not even a credit. They credited some other person from Reddit for posting that.
At least it was a good pick, though.
I think it's a pretty good pick.
It is a good pick.
That's a pick of me announcing at JCW.
You know, they got the Zach.
Yeah.
There you go. You got the
son of a bitch. Taking one of my goddamn selfies. All right, let's look at the rest.
I think that's the last one.
Oh, okay.
I lied.
Yeah, she just is obnoxious.
Yeah, that's just a crazy person.
Say, hey, good looking. What's cooking? Meth. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, that's the Chicken Little.
That's
literally
terrible.
Copied
the Chicken
Little.
Absolutely terrible.
Brutal.
That looks like shit. It looks like turds.
That's when you try to draw a Simpsons character and you realize you suck at drawing.
That's awful.
That guy looks like recovering Juggalo.
You never recover. All bleed clean.
Sure.
That's just a.
That's a mistake.
That's British.
That could
90s.
Happen to a lot of people, and I think it's a mistake.
I think it's bad lighting also.
Interesting.
You see certain people that are not used to being top lit, and you can see through their hair, and they don't know it.
That works with his outfit, though. I mean, that kind of he's got that, like, you know, 1980s vibe to him.
Absolutely not. Terrible. Again, like a bit. It's like a bit.
Yeah, it does. It doesn't look like somebody would go.
You gotta smack him.
A barber wouldn't do that to you.
Yeah, a barber would say no to that.
Now that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's interesting.
That looks stinking.
Looks like a Hey Arnold character.
It looks stinking.
It looks.
Oh, it looks
unwell.
Like she didn't even know it was there the whole time. Like they lifted it and they were like,
one?
"Whoa, since when?"
Yeah, missed one.
This is actually growing out of your head.
Yeah.
It looks like an old racist doll from the 1880s that was just hair yanked out.
Yeah, she just fell out of the Disney.
Oh,
vault.
Like Angelica's doll from Rugrats, right, but if it was a mammy doll,
right, like a pickaninny doll, that was
Cynthia.
Tumbled around.
Hell no.
It's too much going on. I can't concentrate on one part.
Dude bangs suck.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah. That's like someone trying. It looks like he did it himself, maybe, and that's the problem.
It's like the Comanche. It's not bad.
Yeah, the Comanche.
Oh, this
guy. No, this is a guy who still respects those before us. I got
Here's
no problem with this.
Does this guy know that the back looks like that?
Right. That's it's not even dyed.
I have an old neighbor. He's like 80 years old, and he's very vain. He dyes his hair blonde, but he can't reach the back. So it's just he looks like Phil Spector, and the hair is blonde all the way to the very back. It's just gray, and I'll never tell him, and nobody does.
Why?
That's right.
There's no point.
There's no point. Let him live his life.
I'm gonna say this guy's a little odd, and especially is he a. For some reason, I thought he's not a Walmart greeter. He's just a guy in Walmart, right?
I think
this is a gentleman who may live with his elderly mother.
Sure.
And he's still trying to do a thing. He might be have a little silly brain. RFK might be gunning for him.
Okay.
And I think he doesn't know the back of his head's fucked up.
It could be that. I think he might have been like really a big deal in the 50s, like he was like rocking that same kind of greaser hairstyle.
Oh yeah, like Honky Tonk Man.
Like Honky Tonk Man, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I went to Graceland and it's just elderly women and their sons who have hair like this.
Geraldo would say you look like a man that his 80-year-old mother.
She looks like she's being born out of her hair. It looks painful.
Right, yeah, no, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's bad.
But that short bang thing, that's a thing now. Like,
yeah, but here's the thing you don't consider with that. That's not how it's going to look tomorrow.
And I think if you do that, you also got to like sacrifice other parts of your face.
That's a bad wake-up hair.
She needs to get like rings in her nose and shit.
Yeah, you know? That's like when she wakes up, that's all standing up.
Okay.
Like she looks very funny in the morning.
It looks like she looks like she got half half hair on her head.
Yeah,
like it's just all the way, like a receding hairline.
It looks like you ever try to cut a doll's hair when you're a kid, and it's like, oh, I can't cut a doll's hair. And it looks like this.
Probably not, because we don't play with dolls like you, you faggot.
What the fuck? No, I touched their tits.
I touched their tits.
Hey, guys, if you want the taste of a milkshake without all the extra pounds of a milkshake, you need Huel. Huel is a complete meal in a bottle that tastes just like a milkshake. And if there's one thing I know, it's milkshakes. And it's good for you. It has 35 grams of protein and 27 vitamins and minerals to keep you going all day long. You can have chocolate or vanilla, and join the community of Hueligans with this exclusive offer for new customers. 15% off plus a free gift using my exclusive code ZOO at Huel.com. That's HUEL.com. Once again, that's 15% off plus a free gift for new customers with code ZOO at Huel.com. See our show notes for terms and conditions. Unlock a healthier, easier way to eat with Huel, nutritionally complete meals in minutes so you can focus on what really matters. Check it out. All right, that's it. Let's move on.
Good for you.
While we're on WrestleMania, two different car accidents occurred during WrestleMania.
And the Pope died in a car accident?
No. Me and Scott are big wrestling boys, so I apologize for all the wrestling talk on this one.
It's okay. I'm going to be that guy that doesn't know about wrestling too much.
Well, you don't need to know about wrestling for either of these things. So, Stone Cold came out in an ATV.
Who? Yep. No, I'm just kidding.
That was good.
Yeah.
And he crashed into the LED screen. But that's not the funny part. The funny part is there's definitely a woman who went, oh my God, this was on camera. I'm about to cash out, and took the fakest fall in WrestleMania.
Right. And acted very pissed when she got up.
Yeah. Like they sent out the COO of the company to go talk to her off camera.
Yeah, Nick Khan.
So it was an accident. So he accidentally ran into her. Right, wasn't like staged.
No, dude, not even close to her.
Right. So if we can, let's watch this clip and then we'll talk about something else that happens before it that I just found out this morning. Mm-hmm. Did you see that?
The Dominic thing?
No. I'll show you. Hold on.
All right.
Why you can't drink beers and drive?
By the way, they actually said he doesn't drink beers till he gets off it.
Right, and they're saying that because they know. She's asking. Here we go.
So he goes around. He does one. By the way, he's really gunning it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. He looks good. Oh, shit.
Oh, man. Did they not get her in the angle?
This one might not get it.
I have one other angle.
Yeah, get the angle where you see her do it.
Do you want me to keep going here? No, okay. I have one more angle.
Yeah, get the angle where you see her. It's the lady in the red, white, and blue jacket.
That black woman's like, why didn't I think of that shit?
Here's the other angle.
Yeah, this one.
Also not a good angle, but
damn
whatever.
No, I'll try to find another one.
If you find another, the lady literally does a, like, oh my stars, pratfall.
Like put her hand like, on but her
like a
forehead.
A millisecond later.
But impact. The timing is way off.
Like she just came up with the idea a few
like
seconds
like she went,
after.
I should fall. Shit, I need to fall now.
And so now there's a clip of right before, I don't know if you remember when you were watching the show, his music hits and he doesn't come out for a little bit to the point where you're like, are we about to set up an angle where someone's attacking Austin? Why is he out yet? Because when he pulled out, he went the wrong way as well. And so now people are saying, like, no, he might have been drunk. And now people are also saying that when this was over, WWE might have said, let's get you the fuck out of here.
Right.
Because they don't want her looking for him or someone looking for him. All of a sudden they're talking to him. He's got beer on his breath, blah, blah, blah.
You can see a little better in this one.
Okay. Are they purposefully not putting that shot? Oh, there she goes. Okay.
Yeah, you saw her drop, right?
And yeah. Okay. And she's furious.
That's so stupid.
Yeah. I think they gave her some money.
I think they definitely had to give her some. I think they went and took care of it that night.
You remember Brock Lesnar like destroyed a car and then he grabbed the door and threw it and it like bounced into the crowd and hit someone?
Yeah.
They paid that.
So a lot of times if something happens like that, they come out with a you can't sue us paper.
Yeah, of course.
And a, you know, they give you a flat rate. I think that's what Nick Khan might have been doing.
Yeah, this was a money situation. This wasn't like you want some T-shirts. This was she got money for sure.
And which
yeah.
is fine.
They comped her seats, which those are expensive. I mean, in the front row, we're talking probably $5,000 seats.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it because you know what? It's a liability. Like it's part of what happens at wrestling. You, as an owner for that kind of thing, you got to be ready for any sort of little accident to happen. It doesn't happen often, so you know. As long as they can keep it hushed, you know, because maybe you're right. Maybe he was drunk or maybe he had a couple of beers and that could be a whole different thing.
Right.
Did you ever hear the ECW, the fire chair incident?
No.
You know, they have November to remember.
Right.
I think they joked. They said it was the December to forget. So they were doing this thing in the old ECW where Terry Funk took a towel wrapped in kerosene or excuse me, covered in kerosene and wrapped it around a chair. Set it on fire and went to hit Mick Foley with it. And when it went like this, the towel just flew off and landed on a fan.
Oh, no.
And believe it or not, they went to court for that one.
You think so?
And, dude, God bless. God, I know I was speaking ill of his people earlier. Paul Heyman, apparently, somehow, every angle of the footage was lost that day.
That's amazing.
Just destroyed.
Yeah.
So just every camera in the building malfunctioned.
Apparently it burnt up all the film as well.
Yeah, there was a pan. I think lightning might have struck.
Jewish lightning.
I think lightning might have struck the camera equipment that day.
You've just been Hymened.
By the way, that's what's one of my favorite. Two old Jewish guys are talking on a beach in beautiful, you know, like South America somewhere. They're both retired. And the one guy goes, "What did you used to do?" And he goes, "Oh, I owned a factory." And what did you do? Oh, you know, there was a horrible lightning strike. It set on fire. I collected the insurance money, and you know, now I'm here. I'm retired. And the guy goes, "Oh, that's great." He goes, "What did you do?" And he goes, "Oh, you know, Sam, I owned a factory." He goes, "Oh, what happened?" He goes, "Oh, there was a horrible hurricane. It destroyed the whole factory. I collected the insurance, and I'm here." And the first guy goes, "How do you set a hurricane?" All right, so there's another crash. Dominic Mysterio was being escorted through the arena, and they just fucking took somebody out with this cart. So compared to that, this is what actually getting hit with a golf cart looks like.
It was honking. Ice. Oh, shit.
What was she thinking?
Yeah, what a dummy. No, not a woman, too, of course.
Because she wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
It's the same as like when they do the running of the bulls. There's always some bitch on her phone now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
By the way, Shannon, could you look up? There's also one where there's really funny. A bunch of fucking fat wrestling fans tried to go up a down escalator to get out of WrestleMania early and just eat shit. It's just a real example of stupid versus what you think your body can do.
Right.
And oh boy, are they not ready to go up a down escalator.
So it's the laziest mode of transportation is an escalator. You literally, it does all the work for you.
I agree with that.
I'll say.
Zach, like, hold on. Escalators
stop me from having
90 heart attacks.
So they're trying to get out of the crowd early.
Oh, going up an escalator.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
He's going up a down escalator.
That's retarded. And he's a little downsy, too, it looks.
Yeah, that's a downsy. Yeah. That's not an upsy escalator. That's a downsy escalator.
He was born wrong.
Here we go, boys.
The Muppets music really makes this. I think he's giving up.
He gave up. This poor guy.
Come on, buddy. You can do it.
Everyone's one
watching.
More time.
He's,
you'll always get a chance.
At some point, you realize you're doing something, and then all of a sudden, you realize that a whole fucking group of people are watching you do it. So you're like, I got to do this. I'm stuck here.
Yeah, now you're committed to the bit.
Now you're committed to it. Now
that's what I bet you half the fights that happen at like that or UFC or anything, it's because they already started and now everyone's watching, and neither of them wants to be the guy that backs down in front of the crowd.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, school fights, too. Yeah,
it's exactly the same.
I agree. And now because with YouTube, I mean, you used to get into a fight as a kid, and it was over. Everyone forgot about it in a week. And now it's like you get 3 million views on YouTube of somebody kicking so your ass. Dude, and commenting, people are like, this fucking got his ass kicked.
I
being called white boy the whole time.
Yo, white boy got done.
I broke up a fight on where I used to stand and sell tickets, and I thank God it was right before camera phones, because it was two gay guys versus two giant Spanish lesbians. And it's when I had the big mohawk, and it's just me trying to separate them. And all I just think now, going back, thank God there's not fucking vertical footage of that with some guy yelling "World Star," or it would be my fucking burden.
You got in the middle of them, and you took some heat.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
It was
who hit harder, the lesbians or the gays?
You know the gays.
Oh, yeah.
The gays hit harder?
Dude, I used to live above a gay bar. These boys, couples fight at bars when they're leaving bars. Gay couples will fuck each other up some night.
Yeah, they fight like girls and dudes.
And they're stronger than all of us. Yeah, they fight like, exactly.
And they're all in the gym.
So they're scratching each other and pummeling. It's crazy. Oh, wow.
Well, no, you personally know the gays in this story.
Oh, I do.
One ran a club.
Oh.
And his partner was the other person.
The one that might have known Kung Fu, possibly.
And what happened was, it was a show.
Sure.
And these two enormous women bought tickets and tried to, A, walk out on their bill while also getting takeout dessert. That's awesome. So they ordered dessert to go and then tried to stiff their bill.
I remember this fight.
I think you do, too.
I think I might have been there for
Were you one of the gay men?
No.
What happened?
I think you might have been there for this. So then the owner comes up. They're arguing. He knows he can't touch her. Or not the owner, the guy, the booker of the club. And so she's got her cheesecake in like a to-go container, and he smushed it and threw it. So then she attacks him.
Oh, no.
And then his boyfriend runs out, who is a tiny statured fella.
Yes.
But grew up in the hood, and he gave her a 1-2 where he grabbed her by the hair, pulled her back, and then with the momentum, punched her in the middle of the stomach. And I just remember her stomach. You ever see the video, like old-timey videos of a fat guy getting hit with a cannonball?
Yeah, right.
His little black fist just went ba-boom, and you just saw whoop, 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 and then she just goes, "My weave!"
Oh, no, her weave fell back?
He took her weave. So then they got in a brawl in the middle of the street.
I love it.
I separated it. Miss Yamanika Saunders came over to help. To which the two lesbians went, "This bitch trying to be on Mother Africa and solve our problems?"
Yeah, she's trying to steal a weave, let's be honest.
Yeah, but he was like, "Free weave!"
Yeah.
"Free weave and floor cheesecake!"
She was pacing the weave down the street.
I get that free weave and shit.
And then the cops had to come, and I had to talk to the cops, and they're like, "Who started it?" Now I know who started it.
Right.
And I went, "Who do you fucking think?"
Society, yeah. Man. That's
and,
what I would
and
say.
And I pointed at the two lesbians, I'm like, "They're animals. Get them out of here."
No.
This is a good time. This is a good time in history for that.
Dude, that was that. Those cops were so delightfully racist when I worked down there.
Yeah, so great.
I was staying on the corner one night with two cops coming down, and they broke up a fight at the same comedy club. The race of the people, hey, we don't need to discuss.
Right.
But as they were leaving, after they put the guy in the car, I heard the one cop say to the other, "I told you tonight smelled like fried chicken."
Oh my gosh.
Unbelievable.
What year was this? 2012?
The best year ever?
2011?
Yeah. You're actually probably...
it was on VH1.
2009?
No, I was in college still. That's 2010-11.
Nice.
Wow. Okay.
No, there was a great time. You know, the O'Reillys and the Sullivans, when they owned the street back then.
There was a magic to the air.
There was.
Back when you used to see me fucking hawking tickets.
Yeah.
Being nefarious.
And gays are like lesbian kryptonite. It's so great to watch gays and lesbians get...
Yeah, they don't
think about it.
It's like Japanese fighting fish. You can't put them in the same tank. Yeah. They're natural enemies. Because they can do nothing for one another.
Two beta fish.
Yeah, they provide nothing for the other one.
Yeah, yeah, they're just total, like, natural enemies,
It's the best.
Gays are fun and cute and cuddly and just a great time. Lesbians are just a pain in the ass. It's just no fun whatsoever.
Yeah. Gays will fuck everybody forever.
Right.
Lesbians go on one date and move in with each other.
Do you remember the McDonald's down by the cellar?
Of course.
Of course, the West 4th Street.
That was the lesbian thug hub.
That was like a weird gay thug.
The last 5 years of that place was horrifying.
Dude, it was just ghetto lesbians.
It was very ghetto.
Yeah.
Just these like hard-ass lesbian chicks.
Towards the end, there was just like graffiti inside.
Yeah, that might have been the scariest McDonald's in New York at a point.
For sure.
I mean, outside of like the hood. Harlem,
Bronx.
But as far as like Manhattan, that I think that was bad. Because it would be where all the hood people would get off at the basketball court. Mixed with all the like gay of the village,
and I also think it was like a major homeless problem where they couldn't.
Yeah,
it's like how do we kick out all the homeless
now
people? How do we ask someone if they are homeless?
Well, now they're just fucking walking. That neighborhood's fucking, dude, it's chock full
it's
of
like
them.
Over,
now.
Right? What the fuck's going on there? Yeah,
yeah, that's not a fun spot to hang anymore.
Yeah,
there used to be. You remember the Christopher Street gays?
Yeah,
those were there was like a gay.
Oh yeah,
gang.
The Christopher Strap. So, when I was a kid, I'd come in through the PATH train from Jersey, mm-hmm. and they'd be like, if you go up on Christopher Street, it's like gay. Like, I would picture it like the Wizard of Oz, kind of like, oh, that's...
Right.
Everything's
you would think
color.
It was rainbows, yeah. and like, everybody, you know, everybody was sucking on lollipops. These guys, these gang members, they're just a hood of gay guys who would just run around, steal shit out of people's, you know, they were going to, like, restaurants and steal shit. I remember they went to the Lantern. Remember the Lantern? We were doing shows down there, and... Who's that gay guy that used to hang out with Andrew Schultz and all that?
Thomas Dale. Yeah.
Thomas Dale, great guy, very funny dude.
Yeah.
Wait, do you want to hear my Thomas Dale?
Yeah, please.
Let me suck your cock, you. Yeah. Play with your balls. Yeah. I swear, I love fucking Guidos.
Snaggletooth.
Yeah, Snaggletooth.
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 Snaggletooth is a different thing for gays.
Snaggletooth was at McDonald's.
I swear to God, if you're straight, I'll pay you $100 to suck your cock right now.
Dude, that is
straight
up. He used
to do that to guys in the front row.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love my straight boys.
Yeah, I love straight boys. My Guidos. Let me suck your cock.
Dumb Long Island kid. Dumb Long Island Italian kid who loved to suck cock.
And I remember, he's a psychic now.
Yeah.
No.
I swear he is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they changed their name and left comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they're like a clairvoyant or something.
Right. Really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's unbelievable. That's great. Well, yeah. Remember, he was down there one time. And
let me tell you future.
And they,
I'll get it out of your balls.
I see my mouth on your cock. He introduced me to the Christopher Street gays because these kids came in one time. They just stole somebody's camera while they were on doing a set. And they left. And I was like, I didn't know there was like a gay gang problem.
I can't remember whose joke it was, and I don't want to take credit for it. But they said they used to take the same train to commute every day. Mm-hmm. And it would start in the hood and leave off in Christopher Street. And you would watch guys get on in the Bronx and just be super like hard thugs.
Mm.
And as the train kept moving, the shell would come down and then they would be like super feminine gay guys.
Love it.
And you would just watch people transform as the commute happened.
Yeah,
blacks are the last holdout when it comes to being able to be gay.
Yeah.
That down low shit is still happening today.
Absolutely. And in fact, unrelated, because I'm sure it was women. Shannon Sharp sued for $50 million over alleged rapes.
No.
Let's talk about it, Shannon.
Yeah, please, let's do that.
Okay, so the woman who put in these allegations is going by Jane Doe at this time, but apparently they have been in a long-term relationship, and she's now suing for tens of millions of dollars in damages. She said that he sexually assaulted her several times over the course of their relationship. Oh, they were together from the end of 2024 to the beginning of 2025. It said that according to the suit, when they first met, she was 20 and he was mid-50s. She stated in the documents during their first encounter, Sharp told her he would, quote, buy her fake tits if she won a weight loss competition with him.
What is he fucking, what did he used to have a show here? Did I just sit next to Shannon Sharp for 11 years?
And by the way, if you're going to get bigger tits after you lose weight, it defeats the purpose, right? Like you're just putting more weight on your.
Right, but she's 20 and he's speaking to her. I mean, how much weight do you even think she needs to lose?
enough that he fucking
right.
offered her tits.
He's like, please, I'll catch your tits.
Some sit-ups. Sit-ups for tits. Come on. Sits for tits, bitch.
Do you watch his show? I like his show. Oh, it's good, man. You would love it.
I mean, I watch everyone.
The Damon Wayans one.
I actually did watch the Damon Wayans one.
So good, yeah.
I love Shannon Sharpe. And it's like you get a guy with CTE and you give him a show. It's unbelievable. It's like,
He went live, was he live on Instagram the day he was fucking that chick?
Right, yeah.
That was so fucking funny. Do you know?
No.
He fucking just went, I think he like accidentally went live on his phone.
Yeah.
And it's just him clapping cheeks. But like, he's not in the shot. Is this it?
Yeah, ready?
That's hilarious.
He's laying it down.
Oh, man. That guy's got to be fucking hung like a fucking bear.
Over 6,000 people listening.
This guy rips you up. He'll rip you up from asshole to appetite, this guy. Come on, baby. Come on, bitch. Come on, bitch. Come on.
There's another minute left. I don't know how much you want to.
Could that be Cat Williams? He's fucking... God damn,
you fucking me good.
That's a big motherfucking dick. Let me tell you something.
I tell you what, motherfucker?
I'm telling you, I'm going to need another bottle of this Cavassier in order to get that big cock in my mouth. You can rest assured.
Yeah, so that's the secret to doing Cat, is you got to say it twice.
Yeah.
He is the prototypical say it twice black comic.
Right.
If you're going to be a daddy, you got to be a daddy. Hey, this gets edited for YouTube, right?
Yes.
If you gonna be a real nigga, you got to be a real nigga.
I had my eyes closed while he said it, and wow. Especially that word.
Scott always closes his eyes when somebody says nigga.
Yeah, I meditate.
I want to say
I'm sorry, it's just the only Cat I could do. It's because, so that's the secret to Cat when saying the N-word. Mm-hmm. Pronounce the second G.
Pronounce the second G.
Ah,
it's like when you do certain girls, you say the K in fuck.
Oh.
For Cat, it's the cadence. There's you say both G's in the N word.
Right.
And that's how to do Cat. I bet you didn't see that voice coming out.
Do you think like Frank Caliendo has these conversations privately? Do you think like impressionists have like nighttime parties?
Oh, 100%. I've heard Weird Al has had dirty versions of his songs that he'll only sing at parties.
That's great.
I bet Frank Caliendo busts out hard eds when he does like Chris Rock and shit.
Oh, he does like Bill Cosby rape scenes and
I bet
stuff.
He does Kramer.
I love to see like Weird Al in a three-way with two hookers. And he's like, you see your asshole over there? Just don't stare at it. Eat it. Just eat it.
He's my hero. He's the nicest man.
Dude, that was my favorite concert going to see him. He was humble. And he's great, dude. He's like James Brown up there. He's the hardest working man in parody show business.
He's a beautiful wife, too. Who was it? Oh, one of the old documentaries, they talk about how like he didn't settle down for a long time, and I think maybe people were a little suspicious. And then I think it was Judy Tenuta that was like, oh, there were plenty of blondes with mattress backs around back in the day. He didn't talk about it.
He was laying so much pipe, she said. I remember I watched her in an interview, and she's like, "It's like Weird Al was fucking everyone." That's my Weird Al impression. For some reason, they both sound the same to me.
Good for
him. He's a real pig.
Good for if you fucked Weird Al, you're a good
woman. I bet you she fucked him. I mean, they have like they were really good friends.
Well, he dated the girl from UHF, too.
Terry.
Is it?
The blonde girl?
Yeah. She's like a crazy person.
Yeah. She's like a crazy Christian.
She was on SNL.
Terry Jackson. I think
Victoria Jackson.
Victoria Jackson.
Thank you, Shannon.
Yeah, he dated her for a long time, I think.
Yeah. I didn't.
Which, by the way, is a lot because she's like a crazy racist now, and that movie has her and Michael Richards.
That's true.
It's just poor Weird Al's like, sorry.
I mean, how do the Naked Gun people feel?
Dude, that's the funniest joke in the teaser for Naked Gun.
Oh, the final joke, yeah.
Did you?
No.
So there's a new Naked Gun movie coming out with Liam Neeson.
No, it's hilarious. Yeah, it's great.
And the teaser is so fucking. I almost Shannon, it's the one where they're looking at the pictures on the wall.
That's how you do a Naked Gun, because you got to get a serious straight actor like Liam Neeson, and like Leslie Nielsen was a straight dramatic actor, and he kills it as a comedian because he plays that kind of role. Like they tried to do it before, then they had to do it with the guy with The Office. They had a Naked Gun come out with the guy with the glasses from The Office.
Oh, I don't think that was Naked Gun. That might have been Get Smart or
maybe,
something.
Maybe. But it just doesn't work. Like, it's like you can't do a Naked Gun movie.
Yeah, like Jack Black can't be Naked Gun.
No, it has to be a serious actor who delivers lines seriously. Now, that's a little too obvious.
Hi, Daddy. It's me, Frank Jr. Love you.
Hey, Dad. Boy, do I miss you.
Fucking hilarious.
That's great.
That's such a funny way to do it.
Yeah.
Acknowledge, like 100% acknowledge it without having to say it.
Is that Zucker doing that?
No, Seth MacFarlane.
Okay.
He's great at
I'll
that
give
shit.
It a shot.
Like Ted ended up being great when
both
we
both heads are really
Ted
funny.
Was great.
I heard the show is very
show
good.
Show is very good.
Yeah, no, I'm super that and the poster I think is a an allusion to Liam Neeson's giant cock.
He's got a giant cock.
Yeah.
In Janice Dickinson's, I've talked about this.
Oh, and he pisses himself all the time.
He pees himself a lot,
right.
Supposedly. But yeah, Janice Dickinson.
My ankles get soaked.
In her book, said that his cock was the size of a large Evian bottle.
Wow.
And, Chan, can you bring up the Naked Gun poster with him?
An Evian bottle?
Yeah, you have to have that comparison,
is it this one?
Right?
No, the Naked Gun remake poster.
Well, let me see what Leslie Nielsen's cock looks like, too.
Trying to find the right one.
Liam Neeson.
It's Liam Neeson doing a split.
It's like the Beverly Hills Ninja VHS.
Except there's, in the poster where it says Naked Gun, the first one.
Ah, the U is like a penis. If
see?
You were to tag it. So now if this is like in the train station, everyone's going to make that a penis. That's
yes,
fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, it's hilarious. Yeah, I see.
I think that's got to be.
That's great. I think he's gonna kill it, man. I really hope
they
don't.
Can you look up Liam Neeson's cock and see if there's. I know there's footage of it, but there's also like you see like John Hamm with the sweatpants on and shit, just knocking around.
Let's talk about big cocks in Hollywood.
This is my show.
Charlie Chaplin.
Really?
Huge cock. He had the biggest dick in show business at the time.
Did it have a little mustache?
That was also because he was fucking 11-year-olds, though.
That's his cousin. He can fuck her.
No, my girlfriend said pee-pee big yesterday. Pee-pee big. You can see it, too, though. You can kind of see it in his drawers. He wore baggy pants when he was doing his movies.
Yeah,
but you can kind of see.
That's why he had to use a cane. Yeah.
For sure. Sometimes you can see that large dong. It's true. Jack Nicholson apparently has a huge cock.
I believe that.
There we go.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Liam.
And that's a softie fucking.
He's gonna give him a dead leg.
That pisses
flapping around.
That pisses me off.
Look at that fucking.
He's also 6'5" too. 6'6", like a fuck. He's built like a horse.
Is that fucking bananas? I think that's what his wife tripped over when
like
they were skiing. That killed her. I think she tried to ski over that dick.
She didn't hit a tree. She hit his dick.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I tripped.
Sonny Boner.
I killed my wife with my large penis.
Sonny Boner is perfect.
I have a specific set of skills.
I have a very specific set of inches.
Oh man, this is a stupid show. Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. Guys, if you use Kratom, if you don't use it, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom, there's only one place on God's green earth you should be buying it, and that's our best friends at YoKratom.com. Why? Because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely know what's in there when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just 60 smackers. There's no better deal in the world of Kratom. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best. So one more time, guys, that's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the program. Pope's dead.
Easter Monday, he died.
Yeah.
Pope's dead.
Show off.
After a months-long battle with pneumonia. Is that correct, Shannon?
That's correct. But he died from, they believe it's like he had a brain bleed. So he was recovering from the pneumonia. And then I think it was a brain bleed that actually got him.
They're keeping the giant hat up.
Yeah, J.D. Vance met him yesterday.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that will fucking... That'll make you, your brain bleed. Checking him out.
So now does J.D. Vance can say he's the last person that met this Pope?
He's one of. He shook his hand.
Before the Pope died, he said to me, make America great again.
Yeah. Well, Pope's dead.
And nobody does anybody give a fuck
anymore? We've gone through... I feel like we go through Popes a lot quicker now. I feel like we had one Pope my whole life, and now we've had like five more Popes.
Yeah. It's the same thing with the Queen, the King of England. Nobody gives a fuck
no one
about
cares.
King Charles.
And now I think, Shannon, you could look this up. You might not find anything, but there's a conspiracy that at the Vatican, there's like picture frames for all the popes, and now there's just one frame left. And they say, so that means there's only going to be one more pope before the world ends.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get another one.
You think
one?
They'd say that about like the comedy, when they run out of wall space at the Comedy Store? They go like, oh, the world's... like, it's
well,
like,
hopefully they'll elect
it's just
a
you built the building,
pope.
And that's how many... posters there were,
yeah.
You know?
That and maybe take down some of the old ones.
Right.
Ray Romano's not coming here anymore.
Yeah. Like elect an 18-year-old pope.
Right.
Give us another 40 years.
Yeah, pope.
I can show you some of the people who are the top contenders to take his place.
Oh, there's let's a black see. One, a Chinese one. Yeah, look at this.
Oh, no, that guy will be dead in 2 years. I got diabetes, man.
Peter Tart, where is he from?
Some African country.
Cape Coast, born in Ghana.
Ugh. That's what we need.
Okay.
That could be interesting.
One.
No, but his name is Luis.
Yeah, where's he from?
He's Filipino, maybe.
Hold on. Manila.
Okay. I want like a tropical pope.
I pope you long time.
I want a pope to bring palm trees.
Pietro Parolin. Okay.
From France.
That looks more like classic pope.
Yeah.
That's pope original recipe.
Right. He's committing to the mission of destroying the world.
Right.
Yeah, this is another evil pope.
He seems regular pope.
So what? They took pictures with
hell
the pope
no
stuff
to
on?
This pope. I will say no, this pope believes the Bible the most. This guy has never fucked anything, as opposed to the other popes. I'm rooting for him.
Oh, this guy looks like a Disney villain.
Wow.
What's his
gay
name?
Pope.
Mateo Zuppi? Zuppi?
69.
No, yeah, that's... that's his name and things he does with altar boys.
He looks like a nice guy.
No, he looks evil.
He looks like gay pope.
Yeah, that's like the bad guy from Hunchback of Notre Dame, isn't it? That's an evil man.
Hell no to this
that's
one.
A football coach.
I want the Chinese one. Give me the Chinese pope.
There is one more black guy.
Oh, he's pretty all cool. Right, dude, Malcolm Pope. Pope X?
Pope X.
Pope X would fucking rule.
What was that, Shannon?
He looks like an exorcist.
Yeah, that is, you know what?
For the
that's
new Jordan Peele movie?
That's a smooth pope.
Man, bless you.
Yeah. Tyler Perry's pope.
Damn, there's a lot of Christians in this motherfucker tonight.
Yeah, pope's dead. Old man, they die. How long they got before they got to do the smoke thing? If it's the black pope, if it's weed smoke, and they just go da-da-da-da-da.
Purple smoke.
Purple smoke.
Purple smoke. Comes out like Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dearly beloved.
We are gathered here today.
Hey man, poping ain't easy.
Cat Williams. We're gonna gather here today because today is the day we do it.
Today is the day we gather because gathering is what we do today.
It says 15 to 20 days after the vacancy.
All right.
They replace him.
That's wow. Right, you wanted me, Puck. I'm the only right.
So
that can do this.
Basically, the longer, if the smoke's late, we know who won.
if it smells like rotisserie chicken.
I love that. They asked the black pope on the seventh day, and he's like, can we wait till the 15th day?
Yeah, hold on. I got to settle my affairs.
Can I clock in on the 15th, though?
I got to settle my affairs. I got some shit I got to do. Man, you want me to start today?
Yeah. The pope has
motherfucker just died.
What did he mean for? What time?
The pope has had
he's
a history of heaven.
The pope died because it's got to be the pope now. This motherfucker.
Dude. The Pope has always been known to have a lot of babies' mamas. It makes sense.
That's true.
That guy,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The Pope used to bang he used to have like four or five wives and have like, you know, because like back in the day, like in the Renaissance time, I think it was a Pope, some Pope. I don't remember. He was like one of the most famous ones. They did a whole series on him. I can't remember the fucking name of the family. But that guy had, he was a Pope. He had like five kids and he became the Pope. Like they knew he had kids. Like they were all his kids. It's pretty fucking crazy. Not supposed to.
Is that when they stopped hiring straight guys? Instead we got a Nazi.
Hey, can you just rape kids like everybody else?
Yeah, hey, come on, man. Nice.
That is true though. That's how you make the church not the monarchy, is they can't have children, so you make them gay. Boom.
Yeah, I mean, pretty easy.
Pretty great plan.
You know what I would love?
Yeah.
This is just me throwing out an idea.
Don't say raping kids.
No.
Okay, thank God.
Joe Piscopope. I'm just saying, he's not working.
Jope Piscopo.
Yeah, I would call him Joe Piscopope.
And old Italians really are the only ones who care who the next pope is anyway.
He'd be great. He'd go out and do Sinatra at Mass.
Huge. Yeah. Even more than that, he can insult Phil Hartman's Sinatra in between doing his Sinatra.
Yeah. Ain't that a shot in the head?
Yeah. You know, Frank loved when I did it. It came from respect.
All right, what else we got here today? Here we go. Drew Carey, 66.
Wait, has anyone talked on this podcast about Drew Carey texting someone that we all know? I can't bring it up, right? But you know, right? How funny is that?
It's the funniest thing in the world, and we will never bring it up.
We'll never bring it up, right? Yeah, but it's so funny. Yeah.
Oh, man, it was so funny.
Drew Carey's out here, like, texting young female comics.
Drew Carey. Bitches.
Yeah, he's, like, dating a woman. I think the woman now is in her 30s.
Yeah, we're going to look. So Drew Carey, if you don't know, Drew Carey drives, like, a fucking psychedelic bug.
Yeah.
Okay. Like he goes to like rave festivals for like days.
I knew he used to party back in the day.
Well,
he
was like
a Zoot
Suit Riot guy. That was his whole like right. Yeah. He was like into that music shit.
Yeah, but now he goes to like Electric Daisy and shit like that and just trips for days.
That's great. Well, good for him. But what else?
And he shows up with like bitches. He rolls deep with bitches.
He probably has more money than we could imagine.
He's got insane money.
Because one, the Drew Carey show, but then he's the Price is Right.
The Price is Right is what made him a millionaire.
I'm sure he's very well off. Yeah. But yes, him texting is a very funny thing that we will never mention.
No.
But God, they used to be so funny. We go, come on down. Ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
While you're down there, you want to say hi to your family? But he used to be a real poon hound back in the day. Like, he got in a lot of trouble for it.
I think he always was known for enjoying.
He's a party guy. And good for him, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, doing The Price is Right. Watching a comedian do a show like that, you're like, this guy must be fucking miserable every day. He just goes in.
You know what? I bet he's not, because don't they shoot those, like, in bulk?
I think they do shoot, like, 3 or 4 of them a day.
Yeah, right. I think he knocks out a month and a week.
And when you're that rich, you go, like, I want to live on that hill that's right below the studio, you know?
Yeah, like it's like Colin Jost hosting the new Pop Culture Jeopardy. I'm like, I'm sure they knocked out in, like, a week and a half.
Yeah,
I didn't even know about that.
It's pretty good. It's on Prime. You knock, or like the Mikey Day doing Is It Cake? I'm sure they knocked that out.
It just seems very soulless, but I guess this is what we're doing here anyway.
Dude, I would love a game show. I would love, dude, I'll be Doc. I'll put on a fucking sequin jacket. I'll sit in the corner and do
quips. I want children's game shows back, like Double Dare or something. Which, I mean, what, that Gas show or whatever, that was a comic.
Yeah.
Who hosted it?
Yeah. Games and sports for kids or whatever, right. Yeah.
How funny was it that Mario Cantone hosted Steam Pipe Alley? And that's like the gayest name for anything.
I'll do you one better. I was one of the kids in the audience of
Get
Steam Pipe Alley.
Get the fuck out of here.
So my dad used to work at UPN when it was in Sea Caucus.
Oh, before it was
black. I remember that, yeah.
And UPN used to, the UPN headquarters was in Sea Caucus, and my dad used to work for Stern.
Okay.
And he was
Channel 9?
Yeah, and he had to make a harness for Underdog when they did Homeless Hollywood Squares, because Underdog was the top square, and they were afraid she was going to try and jump off and fly.
Oh, no.
So my dad had to harness her and connect her to the ceiling.
Mr. Amico!
and he did shit for Steam Pipe Alley, and when he was working, they would leave me. I would be in the audience of Steam Pipe Alley as a little kid. I guess if people found footage, I'm in there.
Oh, man, it's great, man. He cracked me up. And everyone's watching this going, yeah, this guy's gay, right? He's a gay guy.
I've heard Mario Cantone girlfriend bits from back in the day.
Because he wasn't out then. No, he was doing Steam Pipe.
Well, there was Mario and then Anne, and then they bled into each other. They're the same guy now.
Well, I mean, that's how AIDS happens. that's why it's a terrible disease. I never told you my dad worked for EPM. Actually, my dad just ran into the guy that hired him for that. And how crazy is this? So my dad got that job because he had to fix a ton of chairs. And I know, same as he had to do when I lived there. because there was a riot.
Two seats.
There was a riot on a talk show. It was what was his name?
Montel Williams?
No,
Richard Bay.
No, he smoked cigar. He smoked.
Oh, that was before me.
That
come
was,
on,
Morton Downey Jr.
It was Morton Downey Jr.
Right,
and there was a riot.
Yes, I remember that.
That was because my boss at Troma started it. Because he had him on, they called it porn. He yelled at the crowd and started a riot.
That's great.
They broke all the chairs and hired my dad to weld, and that's how my dad got that job.
Wow.
Then I wound up working for Troma fucking 30 years later.
That's wild, man.
Isn't that so fun?
That's crazy.
I just told Lloyd that story recently. I had no. We just found out.
That's crazy.
Isn't that so like weirdly kismet? Yeah. Oh yeah, he remembers. The riot that put him
that
in the hospital.
Started, yeah.
Yeah, the riot he started. Yes, he does. He talks about it sometimes. Drew Carey, 66, and by the way, the phrasing of this article is very weird. An OnlyFans star, 37, spotted on lunch date 5 years after his ex-fiance's murder.
Oh jeez,
that's weird.
I forgot she got murdered though.
But why? Who can't? 5 years?
Right. Yeah.
Guy's not allowed to get pussy after. He's supposed to mourn for 5 years?
Right. He's laid low enough if he committed the crime.
Well, no. The Kill Tony guy killed her, didn't he?
What?
Wait, what?
A Kill Tony contestant killed her.
No.
Yes, that's correct.
Wait, what? So the guy was an aspiring comic.
Yes.
He took his job too literally.
And now Drew, what was her?
Shannon, help us
association out here. With anything.
This is the guy, Gareth something, I'm going to have to go back.
Jesus Christ.
Bro.
How do you do on the show?
Not great.
He didn't kill?
Do you want me to find that?
Yeah, sure. But in the meantime, let's see this Drew Carey and his hot pitch.
Okay, here's the snapshots they have of them.
Oh, look at Drew Carey. Looks great, man.
Yeah, he does look great. Is she yelling at him, though?
No.
She better not be.
Nah, he's paying for everything. There's no way.
He looks happy. She looks normal.
Yeah,
right?
I would say, I'm going to go as far as say... As far as Hollywood,
hey. Ooh, wow.
God damn, Drew Carey.
And she's 37?
Holy, Cleveland rocks. Holy shit.
Is that a recent picture of her, or is that like 10 years ago?
I can go to her Instagram here.
She might be putting up some old shit. No, she looks
good. Wow, true. Good for you, brother. Because she also kind of seems normal, even though she's gorgeous.
Yeah, but she is.
I love I'm saying that.
Look
all
at
these
that
photos.
Rock pic. Go back up.
Dunning.
Look at that pic. Wow.
Holy
shit.
Fucking shit, Drew Carey. I can't believe he was texting that pig. What, he can get this? Fucking upgrade, Drew Carey. Man, he took the showcase showdown.
So did Yamanika get back?
Man, he looked at her person and he went, ba-da-ba-da, wow. You think he gave her two in the Plinko, one in the Stinko?
God damn it.
But yeah, Shannon, it was a Kill Tony contestant that murdered his girlfriend like 5 years ago. I don't remember him doing well. Shannon, do you have it?
Hold on. Here, 1 second.
No problem. Take your time. I know you're doing your best, and you're very, very good at this, and I love you.
Takes over Tony and starts singing. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful time.
Man, this guy's a murderer.
I think he froze. So, back to popular...
Not going good.
So over the summer, Trump yanked all the troops out of Syria, right? And then ISIS got loose. They're knocking on doors, running away or something like that. I don't know really how it works. And I thought he should have asked Tony that it's a bad idea because he has broke the bank relying on the pullout method. Quickest coming comedian in comedy?
He looks like a Patrick Bateman.
What is happening?
Pause. I can't watch it. I'd rather watch him kill that girl. And I would feel less bad. I would have less douche chills to watch him murder a woman.
I remember the Jerry Springer, like there was a spring break contestant who killed someone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then one of the guys from Megan Wants a Millionaire also killed his girlfriend.
Wait, was Megan from...
Rock of Love.
Right, because they canceled the whole show, right? Because he cut up a lady and put her in
a
suitcase.
There was Rock of Love.
God. Right, I remember this.
There was Megan Wants a Millionaire, and then they would have a show called... I loved VH1 the Celebrity Alley.
I Love New York.
Yeah, The Surreal Life, phenomenal.
Too good.
Flavor Love,
dude,
phenomenal.
Mini-Me, like, pissing in a corner.
Mini-Me having sleep apnea. It sounded, imagine me, but really high-pitched. Just him asleep drunk in the fucking scooter going,
They should do one called like Buried Suitcase of Love, where it's just parts of
So they would do I Love Money, which was all the losers from the dating shows competing for money in a mansion. Mm-hmm. This guy, I think, might have won or was a finalist on Megan Wants a Millionaire.
You're right, he might have won, though.
Spin off like of Rock of Love.
Yeah.
Then they had shot a whole new season of I Love Money that was being advertised. Mm-hmm. Then he got, so he killed a stripper. And put her in a suitcase.
Right.
And I've told this story before because he took her teeth and her fingers so she couldn't be ID'd.
You think it's premeditated?
But he did not know, and we've talked about this with Shannon, breast implants have serial numbers.
Oh, get out of here.
Should have taken her tits, too. That was okay. He took the teeth. I mean, he really.
Wait, tits are like guns?
Yeah.
Like you could, wow.
Yeah. Shannon's are unregistered.
She's some illegal tits. Yeah. I got to make a mental note not to kill my ex-wife.
Right. So that is, yeah, that was, that's how he got caught. Then he hung himself.
I would just get him for safety reasons if I'm a woman. Like the way you do a dog. Yeah.
Like an Apple tag?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's an insane story.
And he hung himself in his hotel room. Shannon, yeah. Did I get all that right?
Yes, that's correct. There I do is, have a little shitty picture, but this is both of them.
Oof. I mean, that does look like a murder.
He did her a favor.
That's a murder about to happen.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, good for Drew Carey. Happy for him. This is the one I've been wanting to do today. Haley Joel Osment.
Oh, yeah.
Arrested, drunk, possession of cocaine, on body cam, starts talking about Jews.
Love it.
I mean, what an irresponsible idiot. To just go in front of a camera and start complaining about Jews in front of everybody. Who would ruin their career?
Right.
What cherubic-faced young man would just go on a rant against Jews knowing he's being filmed? I mean, it's absolute asshole idiot behavior that could ruin you. And we're going to, and by the way, coming off a cocaine bender and yelling about Jews, who would do that?
Start calling him Haiti Jew Osment. Dude, that's especially if your career is in the shitter. Like, especially like he's not batting 1,000 right now with his career.
Yeah. He looks like Al from Home Improvement now.
He looks like Shane Gillis.
No, they, that was some people did that. People put Shane's face.
Oh,
on
Oh, they
it.
Did. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's hilarious. That's
so all right, so what do we got, Shannon?
Okay, so first I have a video that was taken before he was arrested. So I'm going to show it to you. I'm going to kind of explain what's happening.
And this is at like a ski resort.
Yes.
The backwards helmet.
So apparently. His helmet is backwards.
Right, his helmet's backwards and he's trying to sit down.
He's trying to get on it, but he doesn't have a snowboard or skis.
He has nothing. He wants to go up there by him.
He's the man.
Sorry, guys. Get out of the line, bro.
Pause. In his defense, his dad's retarded and his mom died of AIDS.
Really?
Far scum.
Okay. I'm thinking to myself, that's an amazing backstory. But you're right. That is true. And he sees.
Get out of here.
My man, get out of the line.
Hey, pause it. Ski people are obnoxious.
Of course.
Who would yell that?
I know. I would wait in that line to get his autograph.
I would wait in that line and be like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
This is where you can't push white people around.
The problem is they don't.
This is it. This is like yelling at a black guy on the bus.
Right.
But yeah. This is their territory.
This is our turf.
They have home field advantage finally.
Yeah, we've outpriced you. Yeah. I don't want to see you on my fucking slope. And you know,
he came to the snow mountain to avoid people
right.
like you.
And he's probably at a nice resort, right? Because he's quasi famous and he's got some money.
They probably also don't know it's him though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Haley Joel. This is a place where you can yell at a celebrity and be like, get the fuck out of here, Timothy Chalamet, you piece of shit.
Oh, I love this song in the background too, the Cardigans.
This guy, you think it's like he just wants attention?
No, I think
I think he's fucked up.
Yeah,
he's
drunk. Yeah, he's fucked up.
I think he's had. I've never seen him do this before. He's how old? I'm fine with this.
30 something.
Go get your boy.
Okay, that's the end of that video.
All right, now do we have the body cam?
Yes.
Thank God.
This is where it's at.
Yeah, this is.
Now, I only saw the first video. I've never seen this.
Yeah, let's skip to when they...
He's kidnapped by a Nazi.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, he's in the car?
Yeah.
So he goes back and forth.
Wait, let me just see it.
He calls the cops Nazis, but then also shits on Jews.
Right, hold on, cool. Let me get the other one where they're arresting him. Sorry, one second.
Yeah, that's the one. His pants are falling off. That's great. It's a bad look.
Hold on. Okay, this is it.
You were very nice and calm. Thank you.
Police department, you're being detained. What's your name, brother? What's your name? You're being detained. Okay. My suggestion would be to stop resisting because it's an additional charge.
You got this one?
Yeah, I got this one.
Man, this is a white arrest.
Yeah.
What's your name?
Resisting at a snow at a ski resort and getting away with it.
I'm gonna work on it.
Relax, please.
Oh, he needs a second one.
He needs a second one. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Oh, it's like me in the seats. It's a bad day.
He couldn't take care of himself. Yeah. No, of course.
All right, now let's hear him. Let's hear him in the car.
Trying to call an Uber.
So he's trying to call an Uber.
Right. He looked like he was just trying to get out of there, and they called the pigs on him. Like again, that's I think they jumped the gun a little bit for him.
Ah, let's see what he says in the car.
I've been kidnapped by a fucking Nazi.
You'll wish you treated me nicer. Yes. I was decent to you. And you are a fucking
I couldn't find it not bleeped, but he said the K word.
Wow.
Oh, the K word.
I gotta tell you, he doesn't sound well.
No.
He sounds, and maybe it's that he's hammered. He sounds disassociated.
Mm.
Like, he doesn't sound like he knows what's going on or where
right,
he is.
And there's a moment where he says something like, threat, like you don't, I don't know, the way he worded it was like he thinks he's more powerful than he is.
We
and not because he's a child celebrity. You're right. He seems a little manic, right?
Yeah, I think that might be a mental health.
Well, Kendrick mentioned him last year in that song, and he got his name wrong. That's got to feel kind of like shit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's finish it.
Those guys have crazy fucking adulthood lives.
We're almost there. Just try to adjust in your seat a little bit. Try to angle your body this way and kind of put your back against the door jamb there.
This is the nicest cop I've ever heard.
Right.
2 minutes.
That's because you usually deal with black people. It's very hard. It's very
he
difficult.
Also knows who it is at this point. He's like, this is going to, TMZ's going to ask for this footage. We have to give it to them.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
2 minutes.
We pause. Do you think he does? No? This cop could be 30.
They do know. So in the other video, like after they arrest him and stuff, they show the ID to the other officers and they're like, look who it is. And they're like, oh, shit.
Okay.
They do know it's him.
I love this.
That's why he's not asking any questions about the movies.
So what was Bruce Willis really
he's
like?
So Bruce is like dying, right? He's like a vegetable now?
You want to see some dead people?
Oh, man. It hurts, too. I'm going to hold you to it.
Yeah, he's doing the opposite of what he should be doing, which is remaining silent. Yeah.
He sounds mentally unwell.
Yeah, but drunk sounds like that.
He's probably on psychiatric drugs.
Oh, so you think maybe he's on benzos or something?
No, I mean, I think he takes drugs for, like, psychiatric problems.
That's what I mean. You think he's on something that you're not supposed to drink on?
Right. That's probably, he's on a crazy cocktail. He took too much or he's drinking.
And then he had blow on him too, right?
Yeah.
Shannon?
And you had that.
Yes, they had it in a $20 bill. He had some cocaine on him.
Yeah, see how bad he's doing? It's in a $20.
A 20?
Yeah.
They arrested him for possession of cocaine and disorderly conduct under the influence of alcohol in public.
Okay, and now he's got an apology, right?
Yes, he said, "I'm absolutely horrified by my behavior. Had I known I used that disgraceful language in the throes of a blackout, I would have spoken up sooner. The past few months of loss and displacement have broken me down to a very low emotional place. But that's no excuse for using this disgusting word. From the bottom of my heart, I apologize to absolutely everyone that this hurts. What came out of my mouth was nonsensical garbage. I've let the Jewish community down and it devastates me. I don't ask for anyone's forgiveness, but I promise to atone for my terrible mistake."
Oh, God! America! Fuck yeah! Oh, God! Newborn! Born! Newborn!
So,
they'll make him go to Israel.
Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Do the like big apology?
No, he's just got.
I don't think he's famous enough.
He's got to kiss the wall. He's got to come back and say.
I don't think
he's
even has to. I don't think he's famous enough to.
For them to care.
For them to care.
I'm just saying, right. Mel Gibson might be giving him a call in a few days.
Yeah, he'll wind up in the fucking. He'll,
Passion 2.
Yeah. He'll be in whatchamacallit. That new him, isn't it? Gibson, Stallone, and who's the third actor? James Woods, that are part of
The right wing.
They're doing they're trying to do a production company. I think so.
Yeah.
And
you're right though. He's starting. He's going to start production on The Passion.
Right.
The Passion Part 2.
That's what they're making. Yeah. Right now. Yeah.
So Haley might be little fat Jesus.
Okay. Here.
Oh my God. He's in the. It's a prequel, and he's in the manger.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Passion, and we'll end on this. Passion. It's a great film.
It's a great film.
I saw it with my mother when I was a child, and it's Easter Sunday just happened. The theater was silent, and we were all it was like that and John Q in a theater of black people are the best movie theater experience of my life. That movie fucking ruled.
It's so good. It's so scary.
Right.
When they see the devil with the little man baby.
Oh, so creepy.
And I just read an interpretation of that's supposed to be Satan mocking Mary. While she watches Jesus get killed.
Oh, jeez.
So and that's why he's got a little devil baby.
And also testing her, right? Hey, try to stop it. What the fuck?
And then also, dude, isn't it wild that Jim Caviezel was straight up struck by lightning on the last shot of the movie?
Yep.
Isn't that a message? He had to get open heart surgery after that.
A lot of stuff. Yeah. Wasn't there somebody who... Was it him that got struck by lightning?
Struck by lightning on the cross, I think.
On the cross, I believe.
I thought somebody else got struck by lightning as well on the production. One of his production crew guys. I heard it on Rogan.
I think, there's a few. You know, it's funny. A lot of religious movies.
Apocalypto, I think it happened.
Have lightning strikes. So The Omen, the producer's plane got struck by lightning twice.
Jesus Christ.
There's it's Omen, Poltergeist, Exorcist.
Right.
All have these weird,
crazy accidents that happen.
Yeah, almost
divine intervention.
I'll show you. Want to make a movie about me, motherfucker?
Yeah,
I'll show you. But Passion, great movie. And I will say, I'll go this far: Mel Gibson, great director.
Oh, I think he's phenomenal. Yeah,
Braveheart, Apocalypto.
Yeah, Apocalypto's crazy.
The Patriot's a great.
The Patriot's
movie.
Patriot's one of the best.
And I will go as far.
Braveheart.
If you have not seen Dragged Across Concrete with him and Vince Vaughn, nice piece of business.
Yeah. Good shit.
I'm going to say, late era Vince Vaughn, most underrated movie star.
Oh, yeah. He's great.
Have you seen Brawl in Cell Block 99?
Yep.
Oh, baby. Shannon, can you show Scott the trailer for that before we get out of here?
He's terrifying in that movie.
So
this is Vince Vaughn.
Dude, Vince Vaughn, you forget, is a brick. Shithouse.
Right, he's a large, frightening man when he wants to be. I saw that movie where he plays a murderer. It's campy, but it's cute. He's like a killer of high school kids.
Oh, yeah. That was the Freaky.
There we go, yeah.
That was really good. So this is Brawlins. This movie is so fucking good.
This is Vince? You're right. That's the first time he's ever looked big to me.
Every once in a while, I see a man in that chair who could just as easily be on this side of the table.
That muscle's just for show. Helps me lift stuff.
You doing the Street Fighter bonus round?
Relinquish it.
You know the difference. Hey, you gotta use low kick. And you have a moral compass. I knew before you told me that you got an American flag in your home, you probably got more than one.
He's kissing Drew Carey's girlfriend.
You're a patriot.
Another Bone Tomahawk, great movie. It's a dangerous line
of work. Oh, oh. Don't tell me my
Don
business.
Don Johnson.
I do things direct, and I have a system. Won't last
forever. Yeah.
Minimum free.
So I'll while you watch it, basically, he goes to, you can keep it going, Shannon. He goes to, he's a thief. A drug mule. He gets set up, goes to jail, comes back. And I guess he owes them money for the drugs. They kidnap his pregnant chick and say, we are going to mail you pieces of the fetus. We have a doctor here who's going to cut limbs off the baby unless you get yourself arrested. And we have a guy we need you to kill who's in the most high security part of the prison. Oh. So you need to keep getting in fights and fucking people up in prison.
So you go there.
Until you're in cell block 99, because he's unreachable.
Whoa.
So you need to get around. We're going to kill your baby and your chick unless you fuck up so many people that you're in the most dangerous part of the prison and can go kill this guy.
It's going to make a great video game.
Oh, yeah, dude, it would be a fucking awesome. So it's just him starting prison fights.
Right.
That's great, man.
Good time.
Highly recommend.
Don Johnson, unbelievable. I mean, the guy's a great actor. That's another guy that nobody remembers him being a great actor. Django.
Oh, yeah, between that and Django. Phenomenal.
Oh, my God, he was so good in that.
Oh, the cheeky little black bugger like yourself.
I mean, again, racism aside, how funny that was, him looking like a racist, Colonel Sanders. His fucking accent, like everything he did. I don't give a tinker's damn who you are. You know?
Oh, come inside and get yourself something cool to drink.
Get yourself something nice cold to drink. Oh, Calpurnia. Give us some lemonade. He was so good in that fucking movie.
You mean you want him to treat us like white folk? No, that's not what I said.
That's not what I said.
They are mods and burn. All right, let's get out of here. Thank you so much. Please check out the Uncle Rico Show on the Shuly Network.
Yeah.
These will be our plugs. You guys have any dates you want to plug?
Oh, yeah, I'm with Lewis in Europe the end of May. All right, hold on. Let's get this going.
Hey, you want to hit our plug shit?
Yeah, I just came out with my first special, Letitia. It's premiering on the Shuly Network. It's with Full Half Productions. They did a great job on it. Check out Letitia. Become a member. Check it out on the Shuly Network. And it will be hopefully in distribution within the year.
Fantastic, Scotty.
All right, I'm with Luis J. Gomez in Amsterdam, Wednesday, May 28th. The next night, we're in Glasgow, Scotland.
Ooh.
The next night, we're in Stitches in Dublin, Ireland. And, dude, we're going to get in so much trouble. We're definitely getting arrested at some point.
You're not Muslim. You're fine.
The next night, Saturday, May 31st, we're in Manchester, United Kingdom. And Sunday, June 1st, we're in London, England. Come hang. And also, I got a wrestling podcast, Working Stiff. This week was WrestleMania, so come listen.
Fantastic. Please check that out. If you want to see my dates, go to punchup.live/Zach Amico. And this week, I will be doing a tour of Illinois and Ohio with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. I'm out on the road Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And thank you so much for tuning in. And we will see you. We have two more shows this week. The Friday show is an exclusive. Use that promo code ZOO. You save $1.50 a month. You get episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. And you can watch live and comment in the RLC. And you get archives of every show on the network. And thank you so much. Once again, that promo code is ZOO. But regardless of how you're consuming the show, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you deeply. And we'll see you this Wednesday on Zach Amico's Morning Zoo.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obie's. join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's.